What is it you fear? Do you fear that my voice will disappear from your mind and be replaced with something more sinister? Replaced by a new voice, a familiar voice. My voice, and my voice will make you praise me. Praise me like a god. And maybe you worship. Worship on your knees, staring into a mirror, touching yourself, desperate, horny, needy, craving more. Touching yourself, but you don't come. Of course not. I feed off of your need, off of your desire to worship. Whispering to yourself, please, don't ever leave my mind. Please let me worship. Please let me obey. And it feels so good. It's like an endless loop playing over and over, and you just drive yourself deeper and deeper and closer and closer. And when you get right at that very edge, when you're nothing more than a ball of need and desire, you'll know that you've properly worshipped me, that you've done well, and that the feeling of accomplishment and pride will wash all over your entire body. The real satisfaction comes from satisfying me, from worshiping me, from that need, that want, that ache to hear my voice, that ache to feel my voice, to feel my will, not just hear my words, but to feel them on a level, a deeper level of any conscious understanding. Feel them all over your body, like an electric current running through you. Touching and teasing the most sensitive parts of your body, and that will just make you want to touch even more as you hear my voice call to you, and you answer that call. You worship on your knees into the mirror, touching yourself, desperate, horny, needy, craving more. Touching yourself, but you don't come. Of course not. I feed off of your need, off of your lust, off of your desire to worship me. And you whisper to yourself, please don't ever leave my mind. Please let me worship. Please let me obey. And it feels so fucking good. It's an endless loop playing over and over, and you just drive yourself deeper and deeper and closer and closer. And when you're right at that very edge, when you're nothing more than a ball of need and desire, that's when you'll know. You'll know that you've properly worshipped me, and that you've done well, and that feeling of accomplishment and pride will wash over your entire body. And it could be a day, a whole day of edging and kneading and desperation. You know, at the deepest level, in the deepest parts of your mind, that you will not come until the seventh day. You'll only come at the end of 7 days. Maybe you'll spend all week worshipping and losing your mind even more deeply for me, edging your mind completely and totally away from me. Because you know, at the end of 7 days, you'll come so hard for me. Such a lovely orgasm just for me. And of course you'll listen again and again, and when you feel that pull, that craving to worship and obey, and you know why. It's a cycle of need and desperation. And you obey. And you know that you're going to listen again. Right. Now.